start off, I think if we got into it, we realized that actually this is a very sobering and heavy speaking. So I think it would be best for me, at least this morning, to open this message in just a way that closely follows the outline. And I'll make some comments on points here and there. But to be very honest, I am still a learner in many of these things. And actually, I myself actually struggling to enter into the reality of many of these things. But nonetheless, I think in our speaking this morning, we are speaking in faith.
Amen.
Having fully aware that many of us, we might realize we haven't arrived. But this is our desire, right? Is to be measured by God's building so that we could become His building. And so this outline starts off with just a very brief introduction to see that building is the main subject of the entire Bible. And actually, if you consider even the book of Ezekiel, this book starts with the vision of God in glory, but then it consummates, right, with the building of God. And so we could say that the entirety of all the visions in Ezekiel is for the building of God, right? The vision of the four living creatures, the vision of the fire cloud, the electrum, the vision of the man, the Son of Man, in ascension, in glory, all of that, right, actually consummates in the holy building of God. And so what exactly is the building? If we see from both 2 Samuel chapter 7 and also Matthew 16, you put those two sets of verses together, we realize that the building is none other than Christ Himself working Himself into us. And actually, the building of God is just the corporate expression of God in glory. And so in 2 Samuel, we see that when David, he wanted to build a house for God. Actually, it was revealed through Nathan that it is actually Jehovah who wants to build Himself into David. And in that example is into David's lineage, right? But for our application, it means that Christ wants to add Himself. He wants to build Himself. He wants to work Himself into each and every one of us, so that together, corporately, we could have such an expression of the triune God living in us and living through us. And so, having kind of seen this outward definition of what the building is, we come to this particular outline and this particular burden this week to see that all of us, actually, we need to be measured according or measured by the building of God. And I was touched to see that, when we are measured by this building, then like how in 1 Timothy chapter 3, Paul was speaking to Timothy, that we would then know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God. In other words, when we ourselves are measured, we measure ourselves according to the building, we will know exactly how to live, how to act, how to serve, how to work in God's building. We will find our place in God's building. We will know our measure in God's building. So all of this actually depends or is dependent upon us being measured by God's building. And so what does it mean exactly to be measured by God's building? Well, in the previous weeks, I think we were helped to see all the different aspects, right? This complete picture of the building that is seen in Ezekiel. And so there's a lot, and hopefully it will come out through this morning's sharing. But, you know, one small point that I appreciated personally this week is that in the building, or I'm talking about the physical building now, in Ezekiel's vision, all the pieces, all the materials, they were joined together. There was nothing individualistic or anything by itself. And so in application, I'll just read this one paragraph. This is under day 4. the last paragraph. A particularly important point in that in the building, there are no independent pieces. Every piece of material has been built in. Every piece is related to others, and no piece is independent. What about you? Are you independent? Have you been built into the building? Do your form and fashion fit into the building? You may say that you like this or not that, but the question is not what you like or do not like, but whether or not you fit into the building, into the church. Does your way fit in with the church life? And so that's what it means to be measured. Amen. Is that when we see the vision, and in particular in this example, we see that in God's building, all the pieces are formed together. And so now we consider ourselves in the light of this vision. Are we, am I, actually, when I came across this paragraph, I had to stop and I had to check with myself prayerfully. Lord, am I still individualistic? And the answer was, yes, I am. Am I still independent in my thinking, in my actions, in my thoughts? And the answer is, Lord, yes, I am, right? I think when we come to the Lord in such a way, we will realize, you know, one of the verses, the set of verses, is to see that, you know, when the children of Israel, they saw such a vision and they were measured by it, the outcome was humiliation, right? And what does that mean? That means that there is a feeling of shamefulness, that we are not up to the standard. Right, I am not up to the standard. I don't dare to say that I have seen it or even have entered into the reality of these things, right? But I need the Lord's mercy. And in particular, I really need the shining, the light of the Lord.
Amen.
And I would say this is really one of the key burdens from this message, is that we would all be brought into the light.
Amen.
Just like the Apostle Paul, you know, when he was journeying, he had no clue what the building of God was. But by the Lord's mercy, right, the skies opened, the light shined upon him, shone upon him, and he was brought to his knees. And he realized that he was not just persecuting the members, right, individually, but actually he was persecuting the body of Christ. He was brought to see the vision of God's building. And that actually directed for the rest of his life and his service, completely changed the orientation of his living. And so we need to see the light, because the light will humble us. The light will dethrone us.
Amen.
The light will cause us to know ourselves, right? Like I mentioned a little bit, through the light we see we are very individualistic. We are very isolated in ways. And this will all should cause us to come to a deep and thorough repentance, right? And so that through that, we would be released from the self. You know, the greatest, one of the greatest frustrations to the building of God is our self, our independence, right? We need to be brought to the realization it's not just about me, right? But there is a greater picture. God desires to have a building, not just a bunch of individuals. And then we will begin to have or form the consciousness of the body. In other words, we will have the feeling of the body. We have the sense of the body. We will realize that it's not just about me becoming victorious or trying to live an overcoming life.
Right.
But there's a realization that the Lord has placed me with others, right? And my going on is their going on, and their going on is my going on. And then finally, we should be brought to the realization that spirituality is not an individual matter, but it's a body matter. And then finally, we will be normalized in our function of the body. Okay, and then so now to move into this outline, I have a feeling to just read some of these points under Roman numeral 4. The Lord... How about, let's read Roman numeral 4 together.
The Lord
instructed Ezekiel to describe God's house to God's people so that they would be measured by the house and be ashamed of their iniquities. and then under point letter B. Let's read B together.
We need to see from the book of Ezekiel that the requirements of indwelling Christ are according to his house. Everyone must be measured and checked according to the measurement of God's house.
Amen. How about sisters, point one?
Our behavior and conduct should be examined not only according to moral regulations and spiritual principles, but also according to the church, the house of God.
Amen. I think there's a lot just in this one point. We might admit that up to this point, a lot of our living, a lot of our service in the church life was just according to moral regulations, to spiritual principles. In other words, for example, you know, now we're endeavoring to be paired up, to join together, right? To have these twos and threes. Maybe our desire to enter into this is just because we realize that this is something that is good, that is necessary. As a Christian, we should pray with one another. But the question is, have we seen, right, what is this all for? Right? Do we see, actually, in its very root, right, the essence of this matter? Do we realize that as a member, I cannot go on with another member? Right? Because if we really see this, then this... Actually, we don't have need of anyone to tell us to pray with another member. We were ourselves would come to the realization that if I don't pray with the brothers, I cannot go on. I simply cannot go on in the church life, in the Christian life.
Right.
So this is the fundamental matter. Amen. Are we just doing everything according to, quote, quote, what's good or what we know is proper, right? As a good Christian, a brother or sister? Or do we see, actually, right, the matter is concerning God's building? Brothers, point two.
Our main concern should not be behaving ourselves or with becoming spiritual, but with living in God's house.
There's a lot in this point. I think anyway, through this speaking, there's a lot of light to realize that a lot of our existence in the church life is just a matter of behaving, knowing what to do or what is knowing exactly what is expected. But have we gone through all these small points under this point, right? Do we have lattice windows, meaning that is our living full of the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Right. There's a lot of light there, a lot of repentance on my part. We need to check if our humanity is actually just our humanity based on our culture, our upbringing, or is it really the humanity of Jesus, right? Because when we see the vision of God's building, it is wood, filled, all around, meaning that the building is full of the humanity of Jesus. Have we eaten enough of the humanity of Jesus so that our living is just the expression of his humanity? Point C, have we undergone the process of being carved, of being dealt with, or are we still smooth, right, unworked, untouched? Through this carving, through all the experiences that we go through, have we allowed the Spirit to come in, to work upon us, so that our expression in our living is just the expression of the glorious image of Christ? And actually, and this is important, of his glorious victory, right? It's not that we just, through all our difficulties, try to pray, to receive some sort of supply, just to get by. But are we living, right, in victory, expressing the Lord's victory, having the palm trees engraved on the wood? And then finally, we need to be measured to see if the wood of an appropriate measure and not... are not independent, but built in. Actually, this is another point that touched me very much. This matter of being fitted in or being built in. I think many times when we look at one another, maybe I look at Sean and I ask, you know, how come he's this way? Right, Sean, don't be self-conscious. This is just an example. But actually, I need to consider how come I will react to whatever he does or whatever he says in that particular way. In other words, why can't I be fitted in into the building work? I think many times we react to one another and we like to look at one another and consider how come he or she is this way. Why can't they be that way? But in reality, we ourselves, right, we need to come to the Lord and realize that we need to be cut. Right. We need to be dealt with, right? And this is all by the operation of the Spirit, right? So that we could be fitted into God's building.
Amen.
Okay. The last point, I think it would be good if we go to Roman numeral 5. And I think, just to finish, let's just read these points together. And I think we could stop after we do so. So let's read Roman numeral 5, the bold together.
The body life is greater than the test of our spirituality. If we cannot pass the test of body life, our spirituality is not genuine.
Amen. Let's alternate, brothers, eh?
A spirituality is in the body matter. Everything we have is in the body, through the body, and for the body.
Sister Z.
In the body, there can be no independence or individualism.
Brother C.
We must keep the oneness of the body and the practice of which is most helpful in keeping the oneness of the body of Christ.
Amen.
The reality of the body of Christ is the corporate living of conformity to the death of Christ through the power of resurrection.
Brother C. The reality of the body of Christ is in the resurrection life of Christ. The body requires the believers to be absolutely in the resurrection life of Christ.
Only Christ is the head of the body, and only he has the authority to direct the moves of the members of the body.
Brothers, we need to be body conscious
and to care for the feeling of the body and the peace of the body.
A basic requirement for the growth and development of the body is that we recognize our measure and not go beyond it.
The body has its proper order, thus we should recognize and honor the order in the body.
Mutuality is the characteristic of the body. Our relationship in the body is one of mutuality and interdependence.
The divine fellowship is the reality of living in the body of Christ.
We need to care for the growth of the body and the body's building up of itself in love.
We should always consider the body, care for the body, honor the body,
and do what is best for the body.
Let's finish reading the last point together.
The overcomers see the body, know the body, care for the body, honor the body, and do the work of the body. They keep every principle of the body of Christ as a continuation and extension of Christ on earth for the full expression of Christ.
Amen. Well, saints, I think, again, this is very deep and profound, but I think your desire matches my desire that we all have a feeling to enter into the reality of these things, and so that the Lord could really gain the building that he is after. So why don't I'll sit down and we'll open this time up for everyone sharing. Feel free to share from any of the points that you enjoyed this week.
I enjoyed day 6 the most, especially for 1 Corinthians 12:21 all the way to 12:30. I'm going to just share a little bit about it because I just think it's very good to have it all in context. For example, starting on 1 Corinthians 12:21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. and our unpresentable parts are treated with the greatest modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may share the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. I like this in particular because it expands and explains a little bit more about what it means to sacrifice individuality for the entire body, and how we should conduct ourselves with one another. And I also really like that strongly encourages blending, because I feel like sometimes we're more inclined just to stick to ourselves or to say, hey, I want to stick with this small group. So I really enjoyed this.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, so I like our brother's sharing, and so this is this week's title is Being Measured by God's Building. Yeah, so you know, our brother just shared that piece of Bible, which also, you know, I was very impressed. And the other thing is, like, this week I enjoyed reading this message. And it's related to our life. Is, you know, we really, it's a matter of how we can fit in, you know, in our Christian life. So I was asking myself, like, you know, what is my measure? Yeah, because sometimes I don't know for other people. But for me, sometimes I can be low, because if I think of, you know, if I look at the things I was short of, or I failed before, you know, previous, so I can be kind of feel like gonna be feel down or whatever. But so when I read the Bible or the Spirit, you know, in the Spirit, you know, I was comforted, because, you know, God gave me a measure, you know, in the body. So, and I know God give you know, different people different measure. Yeah, so like you know, in the same book, you know, in the Corinthians, you know, it say some people are preaching gospel, you know, some people are the teachers. And some people are like, you know, very, has a heart of, you know, sympathy. So, and when I look at the history, or, you know, Christian history, all those histories, you know, God does not give a person to have all of these features. So you will see, and you never see, you know, it's it never, but God always like, but it's a group of people can be like, can do a lot of things. So in other words, you know, to be mature, we have to realize, you know, God does not give me the full capacity, you know, to be a great leader, as well as very, you know, very soft and passionate. So in other words, when you relate to other people, you do not expect. You do not expect the other people is like God. Please, you know, you'll be very, you're going to be frustrated every day. Do not expect other people to be God. You know, be very strong. When needed very strong, he's strong and iron. And when he's very soft, he can be very passionate. No, don't expect other people to be God. And don't accept that you do not have anything. So we just always turn to the God, and how can we fit in the body? And if we care the body can do a lot of things which beyond our merit.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 When I read Ezekiel talk about a beauty, the temple, how to view it has to be a certain location, what size, this and that. I just lesson when I'm driving. I just skip that. Because that is not my job. This building thing is not really my job. It's you guys' job, you know. And location, well, eventually you all destroy it. Why I need to know that? I don't need to know this building has to be this and that. Eventually, no one stone will be above another stone, something like that. So I just skip that. But today, I find out, oh, okay, there's some spiritual reason, meaning, all right?
Yes.
All right. Now, that is very interesting. It's not like, well, that's your job building that. Well, I'll try to cut it short. So, when I read this, what I said, how come you read the Bible and I read the Bible, the result is so different? I look into physical things. And that's, you guys, everyone look into spiritual things. So, that's very interesting to me. Even though I've been here for years. And John, even I've been here for many, many years, I still like infant. Yeah, still very cute. Alright, so the Christ, I just write a few things here, I just read it through, alright? Christ builds the church by building himself into us, right? And our spirit, our mind, our emotion, and our soul. That's how you build the buildings. Building the church. And this is, like this morning we sing the hymn, it's hour by hour.
Amen.
It's every moment.
Amen.
The building is consummated in the new Jerusalem. Amen. So it's still, well, for you guys, young age, still have some time to go. To me, I getting shorter and shorter. Through the power of the resurrection, right? In the resurrection life of Christ, this is how we can be built in his life. And Christ has always to be the head. And our relationship in the body, I just say it, I cannot do it, is interdependence. This is a very interesting word to me because in the United States we train our kids to be independent, to be individual, to be independent, to try to be a leader. But in the church life it's a little bit different. Being here. Alright, we talk about body. I always confused about a lot of things, so I need to keep go back to check. What is body? We talk about body. Is this what our spiritual brothers say it, or Bible really say it? And Bible it says that now you are the body of Christ and members of individually. Amen.
Amen. Every time I hear my brother here share, I feel we are the same generation.
No, I'm younger.
Yeah, it's good you are younger.
I'm 23.
I feel like our old generation will die in the wilderness pretty soon. But the new generation will get in the good land. Because this missionary. I really appreciate Brother Ranga share this message. Very deep, very serious. But even I feel like that is out of darkness, that light. From the beginning, that light can shine in our heart. So our heart will illuminate the knowledge of the glory of the God will show in the face of Jesus. I really appreciate that light continue shining during this ministry. Our next generation will benefit those words, will continue getting to the good land. We short of that message because recently Esther Mommy asked me join the Philadelphia, the new church. It's called Church Marvin. They just started. That the first gospel meeting during the Thanksgiving night. I was so happy the first time, you see. I was so ugly because there's the Chinese speaking, all the from China, over 100 saints. I said, wow! I'm very special for the Chinese speaking, Mandarin. Wow, I saw a lot of friends from China. I used to preach gospel 20 years ago, 1998, almost 2018. That time, only a group of people. Right now, they have 100 people speak. They just come into this country. They don't speak English. Oh, I feel that's a good opportunity. Why, Lord, put me here? Oh, I'll preach the gospel. I found that the companion, they take this hymn. I want to ask him, you see that? Let me take the hymn. That's my favorite. Amazing Grace. I will talk everything. But I think we have a letters in the window. The Spirit limit me. He said, Job, do you have a conscious of the body? How do you build up the body? How do you build up with the saints? Those saints, not very experienced one, the serving one, to try to preach gospel to them. But you just want, you know, I feel like, wow, that's really the light shining in my heart. I say, you got to watch your conscience. You got to respect the body. So I wait. Allow the Esther Mommy give me the chance. He say, let the saints from Piscataway, Brother Joe, share something. So I just make a testament. But during that time, I feel, wow, Lord, very good. This message, when Brother Ron shared, he talked in his opening word, he talked about a result from our being measured by God's building. By God's building. He continued reminding us, it's not for the body. He said, our being measured by God's building. They have a result. I don't have too much time, okay? First one, being humble and reduced to nothing. Second one, being dethroned, come down from the throne, so that self no longer govern. Three, knowing ourselves, what we are and what we do in relation to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Wow. Very good. And the four, having a deep and through the repentance, issuing from the changing in our thinking and view.
Wow.
Fifth, being released from the self, especially from the self awareness and self-consciousness. And six, becoming the conscious of the body, becoming conscious of body, and knowing God's desire for the building. Amen. Seven, realizing the spiritual is a body matter, and being the motivated by growing life unto the maturity for God's building. Number eight, being normalized in our function, by keeping all the principle of the body. Mm-hmm. Our next generation is a blessing. Amen? Amen. We have this very great word to help us building up the body. Amen?
Amen. I just have a few questions I'd like to read. Day 3. The Lord instructed Ezekiel to describe God's house, God's people, so that they would be measured by the house and be ashamed of their iniquity. Our behavior and conduct should be examined not only according to moral regulations and spiritual principles, but also according to the church, the house of God. Lord, let our concern be with fitting into God's house. A portion in the Morning Northern, you have to keep the form, the fashion, the ordinances, the statutes, the laws, the comings in and the goings out related to the house. You should behave not merely according to the Ten Commandments, but also according to my house. Most believers today believe that moral regulations and spiritual principles are sufficient as rules of behavior and conduct. Few realize that our behavior and conduct should be examined not only according to moral regulations and spiritual principles, but also to the church, the house of God. Our concern should be fitting into God's house, that is, with how we conduct ourselves in God's house. May our conduct be examined according to the church, the house of God, the pillar and base of the truth. Amen.
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 This is really, really a very profound message. I just have a feeling how this kind of message won't really easily get, go by us without any impact on us. I think that if we put under this measurement by the beauty of God, we definitely need to have some light shining in us. If in the church life, I think sooner or later we need to measure by the church because the beauty of God.
Amen.
Whenever we measure that, we will be humiliated. In the church life, as this message shared, we can be measured by morality, right? And we can also be measured by spirituality. But for measuring, for measure by morality or spirituality, very often I feel we have excuse. We can defend ourselves. Even we can become the one to measure, right? In any all kind of situation, we can decide to measure person, things in the church life with morality, with spirituality, and we will feel we are right, we are better, we are good. But whenever, come to the building, the measurement of the building of God, actually, there's no way we can measure anyone, because the one need to be measured or need to be judged is ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So every time it comes to the measure by the building of God, we should all feel humiliated because we are not fitting for building at all. No one of us is really fitting for the building of God. I don't know. I feel this this week I'm very, very touched by this message, and maybe
some of us, we are still very young, and we don't really think this is relevant, because we are still very individualistic. We are still very, very independent, right? So if we have, you know, the building material, we are still scattered on the ground, and the material, I don't think it feels anything. But when the building start to put the, you know, material together and need to cut to refine the material, then I think if the material have sense, right, it's living material, then we'll start to feel something, not that pleasure. You know, yesterday we have very wonderful review of our church life, but you know, church life sooner or later we will realize not every time so joyful. A lot of time, you know, when we mean business for the Lord, we see the Lord's heart desire is building. Then we are willing to put ourselves into this building. Then we know it's very, very difficult. You know, the difficulty on one hand is, you know, is others, right? Oh, this brother, this sister, but actually it's us. You know, we are not a good material. We are either some part we're too long, some part we're too short, and we are always too soft, right? We are not solid enough. But I don't know, I feel no matter where we are, we just need to pray to the Lord. We need to see the vision. This heart desire for the building. So whenever we come to any situation in the future or right now, we are willing to stay in this building. I think when today's message saying, you know, that the building there's not that many doors, right? It's, once we get in, we don't have the liberty to go out.
Amen.
We need to remain, no matter how difficult we got cut, we got polished, we got carved, then we do need to have the vision, the Lord, the heart that is to build us.
Amen.
We want to build himself into us, and through this we will be built together in the house in the spirit.
Amen.
I would like to share some message I enjoy in the message. How the church to be built. The church is built with the triune God. The triune God, the Father is the source, the Son is the element, and the Spirit is the essence. And we need to, how we be built with the triune God? We need to pray to the Lord. We need to repent. Also, we need to confess our sin.
Amen.
And through this process, we can be filled with the triune God.
Amen.
Enjoy triune God as our life supply. I just feel this is really important in our daily life. We need to live this kind of life so the Lord can shine in us. Because I feel, you know, I have so many shortages. My personality or my character. In order to build out with others, I just feel it's not easy things.
Right.
But through this process, when we come to the Lord shining in us, and we will repent, we will confess, and you know, then the triune God will fill us up with himself. And this is the way we can go with him and work with him. And I just feel, Lord, just bring me to live this kind of life. I can be. I want to be a part of your building.
Amen.
But in order to be part of your building, you have to build up yourself into me.
Right.
Without this, you know, we are very individual.
Right.
We are, it's a peculiar. We just don't like to deal with others. Some people, American like to say, I'm not just American. A lot of people like to leave me alone. We just want to be, nobody bother us. And we just can, this is the human nature. But God's desire, why he save us, why he bring us to the church, because he wants to gain a building.
Right.
He wants to gain a resting place to be his satisfaction. If we see this vision, and we will, be serious with his work, and we will follow him in the spirit. So little by little, we can do contact God, enjoy the trying God, and build himself into us. And we will, be built up with others.
Amen.
And to be his corporate expression.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What about you, Dan? Oh, guys.
Yeah, amen. I also have the same feeling that we need to be the Lord's shining. Like Brother Shepherd mentioned in the opening, we need to be brought to the Lord's light, to be shining by the Lord. So we can see the vision, the pattern of the Lord's building. So we can be measured by the Lord's building. In Ezekiel chapter 43, before the Lord said that the people of Israel can be measured by the temple, the Lord commanded Ezekiel to show the pattern of the house to the Israel. And also, the Lord said, I'm making known to them the design of the house, its arrangement, its exist, its entries, its whole design, and all its statues. So I really feel that I need to be brought to the light. To see this pattern.
Amen.
So that I can be measured by the Lord's building.
Amen.
But regarding the timing of this experience, I really enjoy our brother Ron Congress sending this message, is that we shouldn't be concerned about the timing of experience being measured by God's building. Is that only the spirit of reality can show us. When we see this design of God's building and be measured by it, and the Lord is interceding for us, and he's shepherding us, and he knows when to take action. Oh Lord Jesus. And our brother also gave an example. He said that our pattern in this experience is a soul of passers. The Lord reached the soul with a light from the heaven beyond the brightness of the sun. And soul was blind. This is the experience we need. But for the time being, our brother said it's sufficient for us to gain some initial knowledge of the understanding, this matter. But when the Lord's Spirit, but only the Lord's Spirit can give us the experience, and he will do so in his way and in his time. And when the light comes, we need to open to the light. So I really enjoy this part. We need the light, not merely gain some knowledge about being measured by the building. Really need to come to the Lord, to be open to the Lord.
Amen.
So especially, I just feel like in the marriage life, also in the research life, many times I just, when I'm dealing with have a relationship with my advisor, or when I have a meeting with him, I think most of the time I just speak, the way I speak to my advisor, or the way I speak to my wife, it's just in my natural being. So this week, I just feel like, Lord, especially my emotion, needs to be measured by the Lord.
Amen.
Needs to be measured by the building.
Amen.
To be dealt with by the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, let the Lord release the light.
Amen.
We come to come to him, to be open to him.
Amen.
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 One thing I was taught is when well, the whole week I had to confess that my shortage.
Okay.
I had to repent.
Yeah.
Right? We can probably read this together. In the day one, the second paragraph.
Second paragraph.
Because I think that this week we have all realized that the shortage we have with Christ. And said to him, the first of the day one, where he says, I have to confess my shortage of Christ and repent. Lord,
forgive me. I am still short of you. I need you to be brought into me. I need more of you to be constituted into my being.
And then Paul comes to say at the end, right? And comes to say at the end, to me to live with Christ, right? And I live on crucified Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it is no longer who I live, but it's Christ who lives in me. You know, and we try to build the church ourselves, and David tried to build it. The Lord said, no, I want to build myself into you first. And your son will build it later. Now we are the house of Israel. The vision. You know. When I look at it, when I see the book of Ezekiel, I cry because I see how God really put his hand hard on the people of Israel because of his iniquities and wickedness. And now we are the house of Israel. Now we are the temple of the living God. And now we are the new Israel. We have to be measured by the building. And this is, I've been touched because the Lord showed me that I'm very short of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very short. And not only the body, and only him could really give me more of him. So I can be built up together with the body.
Amen. Yeah, I was very touched by Brother Sergio's sharing. Actually, this week, my heart aches. You know, when I saw the message and then when I see my church life, I was like, you know, like, here it talks about being measured by God's building. I don't know why. I kind of like yesterday I shared with Phoebe and Megan. I say that, you know, you think that biology is a, you know, great test, or math is a great test. Actually, the church life is a great test, you know, and greatest test. Actually, in the message it says that. But then when I think about, you know, you think about a professor, you know, teach a course. You usually have the syllabus, you have the curriculum, right? So that's really in the professor's heart desire, that what he or she wants you to accomplish, right? And then you will get a test to see, you know, how you conduct, how you behave, you know, in a course, right? Do you think the professor really wants to fail you? No, actually, all the professors deep within, they actually want you to pass. They actually want all people to get an A or A plus. So I think this is also, you know, God's heart's desire. But then the thing is that, you know, actually we need to be willing to come to Him. And why I said that this week my heart aches because this word comes to me again and again. It's carving. You know, actually in the church life, if we want to be measured, actually our person, we need to be carved by the Lord. Because when you see the building, when you see God's building, it's so glorious. You know, it's shining and it's a living temple. But actually, when we look at ourselves, our life, you know, we are not there yet. But then, if we are willing to be carved, you know, I think that God really has a way, you know, to build us together. It's all depending on our willingness. And I think somebody shared today or the other day, you know, I think sometimes we care too much about ourselves, you know. We think that, oh, Lord, you carved me, you know, so that you draw me to me. But I don't know if we have the feeling that when the Lord is dealing with other people, they are also dealing with us. Do we have this, you know, body consciousness that, you know, like for example, those people who are not here, you know, do we care for them? Do we care about them? Actually, if we see that the Lord's heart's desire is His building, we will just not, you know, leave ourselves behind, and we will not leave other people, you know, behind. We will all go together. And actually, I do think that we have a lot of hope. Somewhere it says that, you know, we need to practice blending. And the church life is mutual, you know. We really need to care for the mutuality. And the Lord actually will build up us in love. So I appreciate that yesterday we had this blending. You know, I actually did not see some sense for a long time. I think that it's not just an outward activity. I really hope that, you know, this will bring us to go out, to reach out to those people, you know, then bring them in, bring them together. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's a
hymn,
hymn 839, the Lily's hymn, and one of the last stanzas, it says, "Build me, Lord, with other saints, independence never allow, but according to thy plan, fitly frame and join me now. Amen. In experience, not my boast, nor in gifts would be my pride. For Amen. Thy building, I give all, that thou may be glorified."
Amen.
And I think my confession before the Lord is, Lord, I don't have this kind of heart.
Yeah.
And I feel like, according to everything that's been spoken and even this outline, it's like, Lord, have mercy on me that I would have a vision of your building, and that I would have this kind of heart. And in the outline, there's one point that says, the Lord cares for the church, the place of his throne, the place of the soles of his feet, and the place where he can dwell for rest and satisfaction. Because the Lord cares so much for the church, his house, we also should care for the church as his house and fashion ourselves according to it. And I just felt like, you know, for many of us, we're quite young, right? And so, I just felt the first is that we would have a vision of the building, of the vision of what is on the Lord's heart, and we would have the same heart. And then the other thing, I think it's very striking that in Ezekiel it says, you know, the people would be humiliated by it, you know, by the glory of the house. Because when we see the house and we see where we are, we just realize, I don't measure up, right? And here there was just realizing that this is what God is measuring by. It's by the house. It's not by anything else. It says, if what we are and what we do cannot match God's building, it amounts to nothing in the sight of God. And I think recently I just more and more realizing that first we need to see God's building and then realize he has placed us as members in his body, in his building, right? And so everything we do and say and think must be for the building of the body.
Amen.
And just realizing that even when I'm by myself in my room and I have all of these thoughts and they're actually attacks from the enemy, we have to learn to say no, because what is on God's heart is his building, and we have to stand with that.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And the verse that touched me most this week, it was said that the gates of Hades cannot prevail against the builder church.
Mm, yeah.
And I just realized that's why the gates of Hades is fighting, constantly fighting,
yes, right.
You know, against the building. And so that's the wearing down tactics of the enemy, is to isolate us and to cause us to just to be independent and to be individual. And we have to realize that we're members. And I also appreciate the same point that Sister Ping brought out. We have to practice the building and that the blending. Practice the blending, which means stand against myself, you know, and say amen and exercise my spirit to pray with the other saints, or even to just to reach out. And because when we're with the other saints, there's the fellowship of the divine life.
Amen.
And I just appreciated that even this matter of being in the building and for the building, it's not something that we can achieve on our own. It's actually it's in the body, right? And so we need to learn to fellowship with one another, even for this, right? Even to learn how to be members and how to be open to be measured by the body. Anyways, I don't know if I'm making sense, but I just really appreciate that God has one more point. I appreciated from the Sisters Fellowship in New York, that God has placed us where we are, when we are, exactly for, you know, he just knows, right? And so he's placed us in our specific locality at this specific time so that we can be measured and we can be joined and knitted together to be built up together for the building, right?
Amen.
And he's, and anyways, there was one point where he was saying something about Hannah and she was in a persecuted situation, but she was always under blessing. And so I just, and so the brother gave like a little encouragement. He said, you know, where you are, you might feel like you're under persecution and trials and difficulties, but we are always under blessing. So I just appreciated in the church life, in the body, there's a protection and there's blessing.
Yes.
And on the other hand, there's a lot of carving, but that carving is of palm trees. It's victory and resurrection.
Amen.
And so we're learning, but we're not learning by ourselves. We're learning together for the building up of the body, for the glory, you know, of the Lord.
Amen.
So we know that the church is what God's heart is set upon. And, like, if it was up to me, like, I don't think I would, because, you know, in Hebrews it says he didn't set his heart upon angels, but upon men. And it's like, why would he love us? Because, you know, we realize that in us the gates of Hades has ground to attack. And so, like, we're just so inadequate. But I like Hebrews chapter 2 because it says, but we see Jesus,
Amen.
And we have a high priest, and he's not ashamed to call us his brother. So, as we're measured according to God's building, we all fail, and we all fall so short. And, like, I know, like, I fail every point, probably. But we should definitely repent, because
Amen.
We fall short of his building, but I don't think we should be discouraged, because God loves his church, and he will give us so much grace and so much mercy for us to go on.
Amen.
I just really enjoy that it says that every piece of material has been built in. Every piece is related to others, and no piece is independent. And so this is the building that God desires. But today in our church life, how do we practically be related to one another? How do we not be independent? And I just feel like this message has been speaking to me. The Lord has been speaking to me and giving me this experience of trying to fit in, trying to be related with this one sister. And it's just been so hard, because in my natural self, I just get angry all the time. I just can't take what she's saying to me. But yesterday in the PSRP, as we were fellowshipping, Brother Michael said that actually the real building is in the spirit. So it's not a matter of whether we try to build a house, because we're not building a house. God himself wants to build a house in us.
Yes.
And I just really enjoy that we need to constantly remain in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
Because where the real building is. And actually, in Matthew 16:18, the Lord said, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And so I just realized that if we're living in our spirit day by day, the gates of Hades will not prevail.
Amen.
And we need to continue to abide in the Lord.
Amen.
And let the Lord abide in us.
Amen.
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 I really have a very, very heavy burden to share that today. We should pray for one another.
Amen.
We pray for everyone here. Mm-hmm. You know, last night, the meeting, the burden is to reach out to those saints who haven't been meeting with us for a while. And I do feel none of us one day is that target. You know, we will have some kind of a gathering, and the burden for any of us, including me, someday I'm the one, the church trying to reach out to me because I haven't met with saints for a long time.
Mm.
And that means we haven't been building yet.
Right.
And on one hand, all of us should be those ones. We have this burden to reach out, to pray for those things. who haven't been, lifetime we say we never use the word backsliding, right? But hope all of us, we have this burden to pray, to reach out, to build in every single member of the body. On the other hand, none of us be those will be those ones, you know. We are waiting for someone to bring us in. So I just want to share.
Okay, no more saints are sharing. Maybe I'll share something too. Since I'm serving the table, it's like a normal arrangement. It was for some saints to, I mean, one of the saints to share at the end as a closing. But this week, I feel just as many saints have shared, I just feel humble before this message. So I don't know, you know, this can be called a closing, but I just wanted to share my portion.
Amen.
Actually, as day one, right, the message was saying, you know, we're coming to the last section of the Ezekiel, right? We went through the whole book of Ezekiel, right? Seeing the vision, seeing God's judgment, God's restoration. But at the very end, right, from chapter 40 to 45, right, it was all talking about the building. We have seen this is God's heart's desire, right? Everything is for the building. So, in this message has pointed out that there is a specific word about this building. It's not just the pattern of the building. It's actually, there's a word called the law of the building. So the building itself is a law, right? This is very contrary to our natural thinking. I think even when Ezekiel spoke to the Israelites, they didn't really know. I mean, they couldn't really comprehend what is really the true meaning of this law of the building. Because when Ezekiel, when the Lord revealed to Ezekiel, right, in 43:10, right, it talks about, says, "You, O son of man, describe the house to the house of Israel, that they may feel humiliated because of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern." So somehow, this is deeper than just a physical building.
Amen.
This is not just talking about a physical building. Why would a physical building cause them to feel humiliated? Right. To cause them to feel iniquity, right? Because people is people, building is a building, right? So from these verses, we can see, you know, specifically, the Lord is not talking about the physical building, that the physical temple that they're going to build, to rebuild, right? At that time, obviously, the temple got destroyed. And after that, there was another temple built by Herod, right? I don't know if the Herod was following, you know, everything was spoken in Ezekiel, you know, when he actually built that building. But regardless, that's not the point. The point here is the Lord here really is revealing to his people. In fact, he's speaking to the New Testament people. Really, it's us. We would actually be able to comprehend what is the true meaning of the law of the building, right? I think we should really feel blessed. On one hand, we feel maybe humbled, we feel humiliated, but on the other hand, we should really feel blessed, because this is what the Lord is actually going to use us to build the building, right? Don't you feel this, how glorious will be, right? He is actually using us to be the building material. You know, when I was, speaking of my own experience, when I was just got saved, I attended a lot of meetings, right? In some meeting, you'll see, you know, certain brothers, they will really, you know, strong in their spirit. They may speak they prophesy, they speak for the Lord. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I really admire their brother, right? It's like, yeah, he can speak the Bible so good, right? He can speak to his, you know, the saints with such an eloquence, with such a spirit. So you start admiring those, and then at one point you may say, oh, you know, I want to be, maybe one day I want to be like one of those brothers. But more and more in the church life, you feel like, actually, that's not the point. That's not what Lord really wants us all to be, right? In fact, he's probably really, you know, of course he's using those gifted brothers, right, to perfect the church. But this is, in fact, what we aspire, what we ought to aspire, is to be just a building material. Amen. Just a building material to fit to his building, right? In fact, sometimes, you know, if we're seeking too much of those outward gifts and those kind of things, we may actually feel bloated, or, right? We may actually, you know, we may not actually be fitting for the building. Amen. So I think this is, you know, through this message, the Lord just wants to bring us deeper. Amen. Into the reality of this building, right? Amen. How it's not just a matter of how we ought to conduct or behave ourselves. Of course, this is important, right? In church life, if we don't know how to conduct, we don't know how to behave, we probably stumble a lot of, you know, our fellow saints. You know, maybe we're becoming, I mean, obviously we should not be a cross to other people, right? To our fellow, because we're all, you know, we ought to take the, you know, obviously we need to take cross to ourselves, right?
Amen.
We are, you know, to deal with our natural being.
Amen.
To deal with everything that is not fit to the building. But, you know, we don't want to be, you know, those cross to other people. But one thing I really got touched is that even in the experience of a cross, let's say, through some kind of affliction, right, to be dealt with is not, I would say, an easy matter, right? Of course, we know, yes, the cross wants to kill us, right? Wants to put us into death. But the process itself, it may not be that easy for us, right? Sometimes we may not like it. We may not like the cross. We may not like, you know, being dealt with by the Lord, right? Because that means our natural being is going to be, right, you know, somehow it's making us uneasy, right? Because we have to be put into the mold, right? We have to be shaped just like the firstborn. You know, the shaping itself, you know, all the carving, all the cutting, we may actually have to struggle a little bit, right? You know, I kind of like visualize it, you know, if the Lord is carving me, if I'm struggle, right? Sometimes, I don't know if you have experience of going to a barber, right? When you go to a barber, you shouldn't move, right? You should just let the barber work on you.
Amen.
You know, if you start moving and, you know, you don't know, you know, what kind of hairstyle you're going to have, right? But a lot of time in our case, when we got called, we would probably struggle a lot, right? But the Lord is the best barber, you know.
Amen.
He knows how to carve us, right?
Amen.
We just need to be in his hand. So when we are, you know, across some kind of affliction, whatever, you know, in our church life, actually, I really appreciate that the church life is a test for our genuine spirituality, right? We can, you know, pursue a lot of message or try to be spiritual this way or that way, but if we cannot pass this, you know, the church life, because church life, we're dealing with all kinds of different personality, right? You know, we are supplied by Christ, no problem. But on the other hand, all of us have a natural man side of our being, right? So in this kind of situation, we're all being called one way or the other. So we just need to be fitted, right? We need to be, say, Lord, I accept, right? Because I, you know, your building, as we're entering, you know, I think a couple of weeks back, we talk about our experience with the Lord. As we go deeper, we would actually see, you know, it's actually getting narrower, right? The gate to the outer court is probably like 14 cubits, right? Yeah. And as we enter, the inner one was what, 6?
Or last one.
The six. Last 6 or 7, yeah. Six. It's basically getting narrower and narrower.
Yes.
So you will feel that, you know, at certain point, you feel like it's hard to go forward, right? Sometimes it's not a broad way. Right? It's a narrow way. That's what Jesus told us,
Amen.
Right? We have to take the narrow path. We have to enter the narrow gate, you know.
Amen.
But of course, the Lord supplies us, right? So we should always, at that kind of situation, we should always pray to the Lord. Lord, you know, on one hand, I'm part of your building, all right? You're making me to be this building material. I don't want to leave, right? Because if I'm leave, I have nothing to do with the building, right? If I'm outside, then, well, towards the end, you know, whether we're in this life, if in this life, if we cannot be carved, the Lord has another 1,000 years for us to carve us, right? Mm-hmm. So it's our choice whether we want to be carved within this, maybe say, you know, 80 years or 100 years, whatever, right? However long that we live. I think it would be wiser just to choose this 100 years than 1,000 years, right? It's 10 times as longer. So I think, you know, for the saints, we should really encourage each other, right? The measurement of God in this year, we really need to be, you know, have the heart, say, Lord, you know, regardless of what you measure, right? I will just want to be part of your building. Amen. Make me a building material. Amen. On the other hand, talking about measure, it is not man's measure. We should never use a man's measure to measure our dear brothers and sisters, right? Because even the cubits here, say, it's not the man cubits, right? It's a man cubit plus one hand width, right? So see, this is God's measurement.
Amen.
So we should always, whenever we see some issues, right? Because we have a lot of issues, but sometimes it's easier for us to see issues from our dear brothers and sisters. So in this kind of situation, we should not be blinded into just dragged into the knowledge of a good and evil, right? We should always come to the Lord, pray for them, right? So I think this burden of prayer, right? In fact, this is also typified by this window, right? Because this window in the temple is, in God's building, is for the fellowship in the Spirit, right? So, you know, relating back to the burden that we shared in the last Lord's Day, we should really pray. First, we enter into personal prayer. So even within our personal prayer, actually, that is a time that we can receive a lot of dealing, right? We can receive, actually, the supply from the Lord and how the Lord is carving us, right? In fact, a lot of those uneasiness, when you actually pray, actually, it gets resolved by the Lord, right? Yeah. Because the Lord, on one hand, He measures us. On the other hand, He supplies us with grace. And He actually helps us to go through this kind of carving. So, praise the Lord. So, I think that, you know, I just spoke a lot. I don't know if I really give a good conclusion. I think it's probably, you know, maybe yeah, whatever it is. I just, you know, I think we just put our hand, you know, ourselves in the hands of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
To be, make us to be a buildable material.
Amen.
For His
building.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We just need you.
Amen.
We need your shining.
Amen.
On each of us.
Amen.
We would be buildable.
Amen.
We would be fittable.
Amen.
To your holy building.
Amen.
Lord, you measure us by your building.
Amen.
We need your intense light.
Amen.
To see that we're totally unsuitable for your building.
Amen.
Oh, may we take you as our person.
Amen.
Thank you, each one of us here this morning. We're learning.
Amen.
We're learning from you.
Amen.
As our builder.
Amen.
To be built into you.
Amen.
And have you to be built into us.
Amen.
We need you, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
We need a potter's skill.
Amen.
We commit ourselves to you.
Amen.
To your wise hand.
Amen.
Continue to mold us and to shape us.
Amen.
That we would be fitted into your building.
Amen.
We'd like to endeavor in our practice.
Amen.
Oh, how to live and function and serve in the church life.
Amen.
Don't let us remain where we are.
Amen.
Oh, keep growing in us.
Amen.
Keep transforming us.
Amen.
Keep fitting us into the building.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the word this morning.
Amen.
Pray that you would continue to speak to us through this week.
Amen.
Impress us.
Amen.
Oh, that we're here for your building.
Amen.
Oh, and only that part which you are growing in us.
Amen.
Is good for the building.
Amen.
Lord, cause us to be dependent upon you.
Amen.
And to be dependent upon one another.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, cause us to pray for one another.
Amen.
Bear one another.
Amen.
Oh, that you could gain what you desire.
Amen.
Oh, in all of us.
Amen.
You could have your true building and
Amen.
Your rest.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
pencil.
Oh, okay.